Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. Onantaforbes.com is her website. And this week we find Ananta in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Hola, Ananta. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bueno, gracias. Yes. You are in Puerto Vallarta when we were practicing our really bad Spanish. So you got a chance to practice it at least for the last few days, right?
Correct. Yes, we have the wonderful experience of spending a week in Puerto Vallarta. You know, you can't get tired of waking up to blue, sunshiny skies, warm weather. Weather this week has been around 30 degrees. Light breeze. Wonderful. Can't complain.
Yeah, well, it all sounds wonderful. I always think that that's why people are so happy there, because it's all the weather's always nice. You know, they get the odd storm or whatever, but still, that's why people go there, to
that's
enjoy
right.
the nice weather. So what have you been doing?
So, you know what? We came with a plan of no plan, because we've been here a few times. So we, you know, have done the must-sees, must-dos. So we just came here to enjoy the resort, and the resort we're staying at is one that we stayed at before. It's called the Casa Vieles. It's very near the airport. So by cab, it's 10, 15 minutes, depending on traffic. It's an all-inclusive adult-only resort, and, which is nice for us. We like that atmosphere. This is a good resort if you're seeking quiet, you know, all-inclusive, luxurious experience. They have in the morning at breakfast different, live entertainment, like a person that's playing a harp or playing a guitar or singing lovely songs.
Mm,
we
nice.
Have access to a beach club, which is near their sister property, the Vieles Vallarta, which is a family-friendly resort of people, you know, want to experience this chain. And there's another one called Grand Vieles in Riviera Nayarit. So quite a nice option for people to stay at this chain. It's really close to the marina. So but you can walk to the marina, which we did last night, and enjoy the restaurants, the shopping that's there. In the harbor, all the beautiful boats. There's some looks like James Bond boats. Like you kind of think, oh, which are these people? But it's kind of fun. And when, you know, what we like to do is, you know, enjoy the opportunity of working with a property that affiliates with a local charity, because, you know, we're very privileged to be able to visit different places in the world. So I feel it's important that we give back to the communities that we visit. So they are working with a boys' children's home. So you can bring different like toys or non-perishable goods and such, and they'll take it to the children's home. So I think it's important to look at how you can give back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to tell you something. I'm going to back up a little bit. So, we are very lucky in Calgary as a gateway to have nonstop flights to different points. And, Puerto Vallarta is one, and it's a year round destination. WestJet offers it. Now, I want to just share WestJet's going through a conversion with Sunwing because they're, you know, getting their Sunwing planes ready to go to different destinations. So we were booked on a Dreamliner to come down. So we booked in premium, and then there's the opportunity to do business class upgrades. So we did it. We were accepted. But then it didn't happen. So like at 2 o'clock in the morning, they said, oh no, we're changing the aircraft. So then they have planes that are all economy.
Mm-hmm.
So how the mighty have fallen. So please, dear guests, realize that travel plans can change.
Mm-hmm. But, you were accepted and then you were rejected.
Rejected roundly and soundly. It was like, wah. But anyway, so as I say, when we came to Puerto Vallarta, we didn't have any expectations of doing anything, just taking it as it's come. And one of the fun things about Puerto Vallarta, they have markets. We came on a Friday, so the next day, Saturday, there is a market in like in the romantic zone every Saturday. And it was fun. Like you go to it, there's lots of local grown produce and vegetable, baked goods, artisan crafts and jewelry, live music. And it's a nice experience just to walk around. And then we walked around the romantic zone. And then we walked along the Malecón, and the Malecón right now has beautiful decorations. There's a huge Catarina, with her dog on a leash that's, you can't miss it. And then there's different like, sculptures of, like very colorful, maybe combination of like different kinds of animals in one. It's going to come down in probably this week or next week, but it's a nice opportunity to walk along the ocean, enjoy the different entertainment that's there. The Malecón's actually also extending. They're building an extension to it.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's going to, be a treat when it does finish as far as the promenade extending and a pier happening. And then we were able to get around to different places. You can do like the local bus, taxi, Uber. Now there's similar offers like InDrive and Didi that if you have their app, which is easy to download, you can see the difference between the different companies that offer to different places. So I would recommend you look at that. And also, don't be shy about taking the local bus. I recommend, too, that you download Google Translate as an app, because that way, too, you can communicate a little bit more easier than trying to figure out, like, the language barrier that could happen to some as well. Mm-hmm. Cash is king. So I would say before you leave Canada – to get some pesos from your local bank or foreign exchange currency place, because it's nice to have cash to be able to go on the local bus, because they won't accept credit cards, right?
Yes.
And some companies like InDrive only accept cash. And you get a local flavor when, say, you are on a local bus. Like, we didn't realize what was happening, but this gentleman came on and spoke in his beautiful, fluent Spanish. And I don't know what he was talking. I don't know. Maybe he was flogging timeshare. We didn't know. Then all of a sudden, he started to rap. And it was like, oh, this is entertainment as well. But, of course, you know, you give little tips if you wish and so on. In November, again, beautiful weather, quite hot. But it's not busy with tourists yet. So it's quite nice to go on the Malecón and not have to navigate large crowds or go to a market or navigate, you know, the crowds there. Another market we went to on Sundays is in La Cruz, which is just outside of Bucerías, maybe 40 minutes away from downtown Puerto Vallarta. And it's a fun market to go to. Thursday night, they have one in the marina, and it's huge. It's just amazing with food and artists and so on. It's fun to have that flavor. Definitely, you know, as a tourist, you want to make sure that you protect your belongings, but I felt very safe walking to and from the resort to the market and even being in the market. but as like Calgary, there is so much construction. So traffic in vehicles can be a little tiresome sometimes. So keep that in mind and drink some tequila and you'll be happy and fine. Because I have the opportunity to work remotely, it's pretty easy to work remotely when you're away. Like make sure you check at your resort that the Wi-Fi is included. But even walking around different, like down in the Malecón, there's free Wi-Fi if you wish, to connect to. So it's a very easy place to work from, a very beautiful place to work from to escape the winter.
Getting back to your point about the Malecon and the giant Catarina, I had the pleasure of being in Puerto Vallarta for Day of the Dead a couple years ago. And yeah, it's really amazing. The size, I do believe it's the tallest Catarina in the world. I think Puerto Vallarta likes to brag about that. So it's really amazing. The Malecon is just, yeah, it's lots of fun. And I think too, when you go on, like some vacations, depends where you're going and what your plans are and who you're with. But sometimes the best ones are the ones with no plans.
Well, that's it. Yeah, you don't want, and that's what a true vacation is. It's just like you wake up when you want, you have breakfast when you want. And I have to say at this resort, what we like is breakfast goes till 11. Like, I know on some ships, like we've had to get up because breakfast ends at 9, yes. Which is a little early for us. So we like having the leisure of going for breakfast later, but doing exactly what you say, nothing or whatever you want to do or just, you know, get up and think, oh, you know, like one afternoon, we went to Bucerías. It's a beautiful little town right on the ocean.
It is. I've been there. It's really, it's a fun place too. And just a point on your, the resort you're staying at, the Casa Villas, when you mentioned it was adults only, my thought came to me, you know, I've never stayed at an adults only resort.
Ever anywhere in the world?
No.
Oh, so it's like, talk to your travel agent.
I said that would be an amazing experience, I think.
It was really nice, it is really nice. Like, what I have to say is, like, maybe because it's still shoulder season, but yes. You know, we're not running out to save seats at the pool. There is going to be a seat available at the pool for you. Yes. You're not going to have to worry about stuff like that. It's quite nice. It's very relaxed. It's a very enjoyable place to be at. And as I say, it's our return trip to this resort. And there's other adults only in Puerto Vallarta, like Secrets is a nice one.
Yeah, it's not the only one. It was just a funny thought came to my head. Yeah. I've never stayed at one.
Yes, yeah. And everybody loves their kids and their grandkids, but it's
also yes, of course. That's there's nothing against staying at non-adult only resorts, but. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I'm glad you had a great time. Glad you got a chance to explore and get some sun. And we'll be looking forward to chatting with you next week when you get back. So have a safe trip.
Absolutely.
Annetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X, some of the photos from Puerto Vallarta, and her website, onettaforbes.com. Gracias.
Take care.